Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This week, we focus on the Schenectady County Community College Student Food Pantry and other great programs at SUNY Schenectady. We welcome Patrick Ryan, Vice President of Administration at SUNY Schenectady. Patrick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I'm fine. How are you doing today?
I am well. It's good to have you here. I thank you very much for being on the program and telling us about all the cool things that you do. You had your graduation.
We did. Last Friday, we graduated over 400 students with associate's degrees.
That's great. Congratulations. And is that a steady number for you all?
It is. Community college enrollments are a little down from where they were about 10 years ago, but that's a good number for SUNY Schenectady. And we had a robust class of, as I said, over 400 students graduate.
So when it comes to your graduates and the people that typically come for you, what are the top programs?
Top programs at SUNY Schenectady include business administration. Some of our signature programs include culinary, and our School of Music is another large program. But we also have other programs such as criminal justice and a variety of, there's about 55 various degree programs offered at the college.
How did the food pantry program get started?
Food pantry program started about the time I started at the college, which was about 4 years ago. Staff recognized the need that many of our students who are low income, first generation, came to the school, and there was a need for food. There was clearly food insecurity going on in the community. The program started very small, in almost a small closet outside the main lobby of the college, and has grown in the last 4 years to occupy about three large rooms in Elston Hall. So the program has grown based on the demand over the years.
Talk a little bit about that demand and what you know about it.
What I know is food insecurity is a problem among students, a lot of students in higher education. A lot of students come out of K-12. There's a lot of food supports in K-12. They move to higher education, and those insecurities don't go away. They're there as these students pursue their higher education. Again, food is an important issue for them.
So when you look at the numbers right now of where you are, where is the program currently, and how do you see it? Is it, will it always grow?
Well, that's a good question. As food insecurity in the community continues, I could see the program growing. I believe we plan to grow it more in the next few years as the demand continues to increase. We've had about 1,900, almost 2,000 visits and served about 658 people just during the past academic year. Again, a large increase over the past few years that the food pantry has been in place.
So how ultimately does it work for students, for you to find out about them, for them to find out about you?
We have it well publicized at the college. It's open to all students who are currently enrolled. There's information on our closed circuit television system about the food pantry, its hours that are available. And there is a fairly sophisticated intake system for our students who utilize the food pantry. So they can come up to the second floor of Elston Hall and access the food pantry as needed. It is organized in such a way that we are tracking how many visits come to the food pantry. So students are allowed 3 visits a month to the food pantry, and they can get a variety of food resources there.
The variety of food resources, I'm fascinated by that idea that I know of a few food pantries in higher education, but it is interesting to me that because that many people are taking part in programs in their high schools, that then when they go into higher education, that it would make sense that those programs be needed. And yet, how rare is the program that you do? Because I know of you and maybe a handful of others, and that's it.
I think it's growing. I think a lot of colleges and universities are filling that need that they find amongst the students for food insecurity, whether the student be living on their own, maybe in the community, or even if they're living at home. The food insecurity problem is a growing problem that's been out there before the pandemic. The food insecurity in the community we've seen in a variety of places where food pantries have been opening across the capital region.
When you say food pantries opening across the capital region, I mean, I guess that would be the obvious next step for people when they don't have one at their college where they would go to the food pantry in their community. Of course, food pantries of the Capital District have, 65, 70 pantries throughout this region, including in Troy. So that is an option. But keeping it in-house, if you will, at the Schenectady is it SUNY Schenectady or is it Schenectady Community College? Here, let me rephrase that question. Which one will I get a note from SUNY Central about?
Our official name is Schenectady County Community College, but we recently rebranded about 4 years ago to be SUNY Schenectady.
Okay.
So we will roll with SUNY Schenectady.
We'll do that. SUNY Schenectady. We finally worked out the whole UAlbany thing, so let's keep that straight. So SUNY Schenectady. So now, what was I going to ask you? The importance of keeping it in house there.
Yes, it's critical to have it in house on the campus because this allows the students not to go out into the community to seek food assistance. They can receive it right on campus, so either between classes or after classes or before classes, they can get that need satisfied without spending additional time that they would otherwise be studying or working on their courses to pursue the food necessary and needed.
When ultimately, who runs it?
Ultimately, the college is running the food pantry. It started with employee volunteers who started the food pantry program and has been growing significantly over the past few years so that we now have some part-time folks who are paid to help run the food pantry. And then we also have other employees who volunteer to run the food pantry.
As far as the food itself, you get that from food bank?
95% of it comes from the regional food bank.
Yeah. And the and what role are there student volunteers as well?
There are. Student volunteers help run the food pantry. And as I said, there's also a staff who volunteer to run the food pantry.
How often can a student go in and take advantage of the opportunities?
So right now we're permitting students 3 times per month to use the food pantry. And when they come to the food pantry, there's a variety of things they can choose in order to access and obtain. So again, it's not just a one-time meal, but also it's the necessities they may need for a week, week and a half at a time.
I think we touched on this, but when you look at then if that isn't enough, then you also offer them avenues of where they can go to fill in the blanks.
We do. We do give them information about what other food pantries and meal assistance resources are out there in the community.
When you think about this, I don't know if you can share any anecdotal any stories about students that come to you and why they come to you and the need and how this helps.
Well, I can tell you that a lot of people are food insecure right now.
Right.
The cost of inflation especially. Access to food is one of those things that after you pay your rent, your insurance, maybe your transportation, keeps getting pushed further and further down the list. And I've noticed over time additional and more people accessing the food pantry at the college. I run into people getting off the elevator who are headed to the food pantry. Folks that are seeking assistance at a time when they don't have the additional resources in that area.
When you think of the expansion and making food more accessible, I guess it really comes down to having the access be available more than the three times a month and so forth.
Well, again, what we do is we have the access in such a way that folks can take the product that they need, be able to create the meals that they need to create, supplement maybe some other resources that they have. And we will be looking at the access to the food pantry, the frequency of the access as time moves forward and the need continues.
And you can place an order with the pantry?
You can actually place an order online with the pantry and have the product all ready to be picked up so you don't have to stand and wait.
That sounds cool. How does this fit into your larger role as vice president of administration?
Well, the administration of the college is very in tune with the student needs. We provide the supports and the resources necessary for students to be successful. And again, over the past 5 years, 4 years or so, we've recognized that food insecurity is one of those items that is so important for a student's success. So we feel it's a natural extension of what we do and what we provide to the students at the college.
For more information about the great work you do, you can find out, listeners can find out, at SUNYSCCC.networkforgood.com. SUNYSCCC.networkforgood.com. Anything else we're forgetting?
Well, I'd just like to give a good shout out to the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, who recently made a gift to the food pantry. Our food pantry is supported primarily by gifts from the community and the employees of SUNY Schenectady.
And people can find out again about that by going to the website at SUNYSCCC.networkforgood.com. Patrick Ryan, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being with you.
Thank you. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.